On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg tomorrow 27, Pretoria 29, Polokwane 30.
And Krugersdorp, it's very slow on the N14 west heading towards Hendrik Potgieter Road. And then in Pretoria, N14 north, you can expect delays there as you head towards the R101 interchange.
And in your sport headlines, John Plumtree is passionate about helping JP Peterson flourish. And bad news for opponents, Coach Rusty extends his contract as head coach to 2031. Details at 5:30.
The Minister of Police, who was placed on special leave since Nkunu, is currently testifying before the Matlanga Commission. Commissioner Sesi Baloyi has challenged Nkunu's explanation that the political killings task team was disbanded because members would be integrated into the murder and robbery units. Anastasi Mukhobo reports.
His argument leaned on a letter issued by the now suspended Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection, Shadrack Sibiya, instructing task team members to return to their stations.
So it seems you and General Sibiya had different ideas about this. And for me, that's part of the problem that naturally follows from a failure to speak to your managers about your intention and how you see it playing out.
Mukhunu then attempted to present his own interpretation of Sibiya's letter, but Baloyi cut him off, saying what he was trying to do would not work.
Minister, no, we can't do that. Please don't do that.
Anastasi Mukhobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
The ANC in Johannesburg says the city's Mayor Dada Morero will continue in his role following his ousting as the party's regional chairperson. Morero lost to Luisa Masuku in a hotly contested regional elective conference held in Woodmead this week. Masuku becomes the first female leader to occupy the position. ANC Joburg Regional Secretary Sasabono Manganye.
The former regional chair, who is the executive mayor, continues to service the people of Johannesburg in implementing the policies of the ANC. There is no crisis. We must allow that to happen because this was never about such.
The city of Tshwane has restored electricity to residents after a three-day outage caused by persistent heavy rain and strong winds across several areas. The severe storms damaged parts of the city's power infrastructure, placing significant pressure on repair teams working to resolve the outages. City spokesperson Selby Bukaba.
This significant drop in the backlog is attributed to the city's withdrawal of six teams from the Amabuto Public Lighting Program, a team dedicated to escalations and public lighting, to augment the regional team with a view to accelerating the restoration process. The team managed to achieve this remarkable reduction despite having to attend to the daily outages occurring in the region.
And the United Nations said it was appalled by the death in custody of a Cameroonian opposition figure who had been arrested in late October. The left-wing nationalist politician who died on Monday was arrested on the eve of the publication of presidential election results that returned 92-year-old Paul Biya to power for an eighth term. For more on these and other stories, visit jackrandafm.com, click on news. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 6.
Thank you very much, Emil. Alpha Palooza is on the way.
And unfortunately, Ilandre is not today's contestant. I'm very sad about that, but it could be you. Do you think you have what it takes to win 5,000 Rand with Alpha Palooza? 26 questions is all that stands between you and that money. Your name and the word quiz to 084-8500-942.